One big thing we did this summer was night train Cecilia. So we have like no diapers in the house now whatsoever, which is super exciting for like, I don't know,
Yeah.
8 more months. But that's the only time in our parenting that we've ever had no diapers ever. So that's really cool. But I still go in sometimes at like 9 or 10 whenever I go to bed and help her do like one pee. If I could tell she like snuck some water, she's very sneaky. She'll like sneak water in because she's like psychologically like knows that we've been cutting her off. I mean, we've told her like we're cutting you off at X, hour. Like she knows. And it's like the fear, when someone tells you don't drink water, all you want to do is drink water. So she'll
Yeah.
sneak. One night, Alex found her drinking water out of the sink. So sneaky. So I'll go in sometimes. She's like, half asleep. And I just like put her on the potty and like, gives her 7, 8 more hours just to sleep without peeing. And she's been doing just fantastically. So proud of her. But I went in last night and I was like, time to pee. And I just like put her on the potty chair. And she just like falls on the floor softly, not in she's just like, I'm just gonna sleep right here. She's just so tired. It's the funniest thing. So I've been going in more and seeing that Paul and Clara, they've got the bunk beds, but they've been sleeping together on the bottom bunk again for a while. They split up again and then they've been back together for a while now. And all the time, like Paul is like off the bed completely or like partially off the bed. It's so funny.
I didn't ever ask you how that went. It was easy and smooth.
Yeah, no, she was great. The thought of like setting the alarm to wake up twice to get her to pee was so horrifying. We did it for 2 nights and I was like, this is the worst. I can't think of anything worse than this. And then I just stopped doing that. And then I just helped her pee at 10 p.m. And I think she had one accident one night. So she was great.
Nice.
We really did cut off liquids like 2.5 hours before bedtime, too.
Yeah. That's what we did. Kiara is the one I night trained the youngest.
Right.
And
Which is
she.
what Jamie says you're supposed to do, which makes sense. Like, train them as soon as you can, as soon as they've done the day. But it's always terrified me. And now I'm like, okay, this does make sense. But sorry, you did Kiara early.
Yeah. I'm less scared of doing a. I still wouldn't do it right when I potty train them because I potty train them pretty young.
Totally.
Like, I think they're still in the crib.
They're still in the crib. Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
But once they're in the toddler bed, now I'm not afraid of it. And Kiara, she would not pee. It's like she would like startle awake. And I'd be like, I'm just helping you pee in the potty. And she'd be like, what? Huh? What? And like, wouldn't pee and then would pee the bed later. So I was like, there's no point in me waking you, like in me waking up to wake you up. You're either going to pee the bed or you're not. And after a few nights, she figured it out.
So her personality. She's just so alert.
Anything else you're looking forward to with the fall?
I don't know. I don't know what winter will be like in our neighborhood because our neighborhood is just like seventh heaven right now, where we have so many great neighborhood kids and everyone's like out all the time and like middle schoolers hanging out with the kids. But I don't know what it'll be like as like winter and fall approaches, like how I can like get more people into my house. I was going to tell you, I picked up a pregnancy book. It was something like 300 or 500 hacks for an easy, healthy pregnancy. Cause I was like, oh, it'd be fun just to, I just like picked it up at the library, like something to flip through. It's been years since I've been pregnant and it's like there's always fun stuff to read or be reminded of. And it was wild. It was a good book. I mean, it's definitely a book for first time moms. And there was a lot in there in like chapters like 3 through 15 that I was like, okay, I already know that, but like that's very good information. And like that is definitely like a hack or a good tip that I don't think I knew in my first or like had to figure out. But the first like 2 chapters were all about like you just got pregnant. It was like the title of the chapter was like, navigating the first few weeks. And it gave you like 65 ways to hide your pregnancy.
Whoa.
And I understand if you've had a lot of miscarriages and you don't want to share right away. I
Oh,
understand
I was
you have
thinking
to.
like work, the work world, and how friendly it is.
That's the other part, the work world, promotions. Yes, a lot of them were working, but it was funny. It was like, tell your coworkers tell your coworkers you're renovating, so you have to work from home. Or it was like, the one that cracked me up the most, I'm just like, what is up with this world? Is it was like, get to the restaurant before all your friends. Let's say your husband's having a scotch. So order two scotches. You've got a scotch in front of you. He's got a scotch in front of him. Once he finishes his scotch, scooch your scotch over. So he'll drink two, and now you and switch them. Now you have an empty cup of scotch, and your friends all think that you've just had a scotch. I was like, that is so much work. And now your husband gets two drinks, and now it's not fair. Just like the amount of work. But I think, so like, I understand there are some good reasons to maybe like, you know, delay telling people a little bit, but this was wild. It was like, only take pictures of your face for Instagram. I mean, like, barring like good reasons, people wait a surprisingly long amount of time to tell people that they're pregnant. I understand the first maybe is like a little more shocking. You're like getting used to it, but it's become very much a norm in our society to wait until like 12 weeks. And I think that is because people are still really afraid of miscarriage. Because like that was not that way throughout history. You like, you're pregnant, you're just like, you tell people, like, it's such a gift. And I think now it's just like become a norm. So I've just been thinking about that a lot because like we found out and we just like told everyone right away. We like told the kids right away. And I'm like, yeah, if I have a miscarriage, like that's like something else for them to know. Like it's a life to be celebrated. If it's a life, then it's a life to be celebrated. It's a life to be lost. Like we have no control over so much of this. And, you know, I know part of that's my personality of just like being more open and excited and liking to share. I just like, I can't keep my own secrets. Like I just don't want to. But anyway, this book, wild.
Yeah.
It was like, you can tell the bartender you're pregnant and like have them put like a little bit of wine in the cup. And that way when your friends get there, it looks like you've had almost a full glass of wine. Like, I do not have time to think about this stuff.
Well, now that I've read that Kendra Tierney article, I'm like, just drink all the wine. Yes. Just have the scotch.
Drink all the wine.
Just ride the roller coasters. Live your life.
Live your life. Yes, Kendra Tierney. So empowering. What was it called? Can of Worms? America, you're doing pregnancy wrong. Yeah. I love it. Oh, yeah, I feel definitely like, hey, I don't have cancer. I'm not sick. I'm just pregnant. I'm going to like keep living my life so that this does not become a burden. Making everything easier. That's like the more kids we have, I don't know, this could be our last. There could be more. Who knows? I really don't know. We don't have like a plan one at a time. But just like even with the thought of having four now of like, all right, like what's the system for this pregnancy? Cause I got to make it easy.
Yeah. Oh, that's my other thing is, I mean, with happily not being pregnant was the feeling that four is a lot of kids. John is huge. He's like 24 pounds. Huge. He.
Zaylee's like 24 pounds. Oh, yeah.
I know, no,
she's Zaylee. More than that, but.
I was like, you have to wait. I had told her the other day. She's like, Margaret uses a, her neighbor uses a booster seat. I really want a booster seat for the car. I was like, you have to be 44 pounds. Like you've got a long time, man.
Oh, I was going to tell you, I make a lot of Clara's sandwich. Well, actually she makes them. Clara makes a lot of her sandwiches for school with croissants, the croissants from Costco, because they're each like 300 calories.
Yeah. That is a good idea. She's been eating her lunch.
It's amazing.
Yeah. I don't know. So now I realized, I was like, do they throw things away? I need, like sometimes Evangel will be like, I didn't eat that yogurt. I threw it away. I'm like, why would you throw things away? Why are your teachers letting you throw food away? Like, don't do that. I was like, just bring it home next time. She's like, okay. Like I didn't want it to get gross in my lunchbox. I was like, yeah, man, you, yeah. I feel like when I'm 6 weeks pregnant, I'm in such a different headspace. Like I would not be hosting people. I would not be wanting to podcast. Like you seem like you're very much more your normal self. And like, I don't know, like I was, my answer for what I'm thinking, what I'm looking forward to this fall is, or another thing is like my book club starting up. But then I was like, well, yeah, you're pregnant. You're like, when you're pregnant, at least for me, yeah, like,
I don't know what I'm doing.
My life becomes segmented in terms of like weeks and trimesters. And like, you know, it's just like very much this timeline going.
I'm just trying to think about how I can keep making all the stupid meals that I have to make. Cause that's like what my life really is like making so many meals for my family. That's like the adulthood, right? The adulthood joke is like, no one told me that being an adult means you have to make dinner for everyone every night. Like people need to eat every single night, like again, and how I can like do my Mutu workouts and like walk and pray the rosary and like do like a 10-minute cardio. So I don't feel like I'm dying and nap. Like that's what I'm thinking about. I think of it as like in days, like how can I get in my daily routine? I like thinking about fall. I'm like, I don't know. I'm just thinking about tomorrow.
Nice.
My house. Do you have anything else to say about my house?
Oh yeah. Your house is great. Chris was like, yeah, I really like the layout of their house. Like that big open space and the rooms up above. And I liked how small your kitchen was. Cause it made me think, I was like, I do so many steps across my kitchen. Like I am very inefficient how I get something from the fridge and I'd carry it over to this counter. And then I'm like, wait, I need this other thing from the fridge. I'm just like walking this long diagonal across my kitchen. And I was like, if my kitchen were smaller, I just wouldn't have to walk around so much. I don't know how to make myself more efficient with my steps.
That's so funny because people never complain about having too big of a kitchen. But I totally, I mean, you do. Yeah. You have a lot of steps in your kitchen. I totally see that. Yeah. The only thing is hard. If I have like all three kids in there with me, I'm like, I'm going to kick someone. You guys, like someone's got to get out of here. This is too small. I'm going to step on someone. This is-
and then if you open the oven, then there's no space.
Oh man.
Yeah. And it's cool to see how in a way that one long room is like essentially the same as the other house, but the kitchen's not there, but it's just like more light, the big, pretty table. Now I like how you've got the benches. Yeah. I was like, how can we in a next house, I want the dining room space to be more connected to our kitchen. Because right now it's like around the corner.
Yeah.
So I never have us go eat breakfast in the dining room. Cause I'm like, that's just like out of sight, out of mind. It's like too far to walk. So just eat right here at this counter or this little table. Chris is like, we could do it. I was like, yeah, but just more steps. Like,
but you'll get up at 5:20 to go swimming 8 miles.
Yeah, I know. It's not it's just actual different walking.
Everyone wants it's to just do different time. Stuff. Totally. It's just funny. I do not love how I have to go. Yes. Like now I all of a sudden have this cool basement and all the bedrooms upstairs. So I'm like, that's two flights of stairs. That is a lot of stairs.
Yeah, a lot more stairs.
Getting used, you know, so grateful for the space, but getting used to the stairs. It's been, you know, we've moved like 6 times in the last 8 years or something that Alex, like, it's been a lot. And so we've had time to like constantly reevaluate, like what is important to us in a home and like important to us to like have as far as like displaying our Catholic faith, as far as like what types of furniture. And so like having time and time again, the chance to like make those decisions. Cause when you move, you're like forced to make decisions. Mm-hmm. And so in like setting up this home, it was so exciting of like, yes, what's important to us is like a huge rug where everyone can like sit and play and a huge table where everyone can sit and eat and like not much else in here. Like, really not much else in here, you know, not much stuff in the bedroom, just like books and like the craft room. I'm sitting in the craft room right now. It's just like the absolute tornado. Cause like, I don't really care about this room. And it's just, there's tape. My kids just like put tape on the floor. Like,
yeah,
there's like tape the floor. Like, what are you doing? And everything. Oh, Clara watched Doc McStuffins the other day. So naturally she started cutting up stuffed animals to then patch them up
surgery
to sew them, which she can do, except that girl has zero follow through. So now we just have holes in many of these stuffed animals that I see. Every time she sees something in a show, she wants to do it. And every time I make any food, you were talking about smoothies. I was thinking I made her a smoothie today, all the kids. Every time I make a smoothie or something like that, she's like, we should sell this. Oh, my idea, girl. I was just listening to one of Jamie Galecki had like this expert on talking about, Alex had already heard this. This is not probably like a new concept for you, but like how with our lives, we need to find something that we like, whether or not we're good at it, and something that we're good at, whether or not we like it. Yeah, we have to like work on our weaknesses sometimes, but really like, let's just lean into our strengths more. So I've been thinking about that with Clara of like, she is all ideas. She is like big ideas all the time and like terrible follow through and like terrible. She like made her own high heels the other day because obviously I'm not going to let her have high heels. I don't even let her have toy high heels. And she made the most ridiculous high heels and they fell apart after a few minutes. And I was like, that is so cool. You had a great idea. but yeah, I'm thinking about that a lot with Alex, especially, but with you, have you heard that before? Have you thought about that? Like something you're good at?
I haven't heard that, but it's good to think about.
Like, I don't like cooking, but I'm like, I don't know, quote unquote, good at it in the sense that it's edible. It's something I have to
be good at.
And then like things that I do like doing, whether or not I'm good at it or not, like whether or not anyone listens to this, like I like it, you know, mm-hmm. Cooking podcasts. That's what I like now. Yeah. So I'm thinking about that with the kids more. And I'm thinking about that with Paul, as we've gotten back into preschooling after like cozy time. And he's such a perfectionist, and he is the kid who like, I just pulled out the math workbook of like tracing numbers where it's like trace 18 twos. And he's like, I love this. Like that's his jam. And he would just like sit there and like so carefully go. And it's like, what 4-year-old boy do you know that loves to do that? Like, but that's what he loves to do. But then when it comes to like reading harder words, he's like, nope, nope, too hard. Not fun. So I'm trying to think about that with him too, of just like leaning into his strengths and like helping him be more confident in the things that he like obviously doesn't feel confident about yet.
Yeah. It's always a good spin. Lean into your strengths.
Yeah.
I feel like with domestic stuff, none of it has been like, I was good at this and enjoyed any of it from the beginning. It's all been like, well, I guess this is a part of my daily life. So figure out how to do it and do it.
I like mowing our lawn. I'm not very good at it, but I enjoy it. Enjoy the workout. Did you write here endow for swimming?
Oh, that was endow is the study that I'm going to do.
Oh.
And so swimming is my.
Why is it called endow?
I don't know. We're going to have, like a nationwide thing. So I'm sure there'll be a listener who's like,
okay,
I know why it's called endow.
I just think of like endowments for like universities or like well endowed. That is like all that came to my mind. So I'm like, I don't understand that.
Maybe it's like well endowed with faith and knowledge.
Oh, okay. I don't know. Sure. All right. I have a story, but if you have a story, I can ask you.
Oh no, you can go ahead. I'm looking up endow. Sorry. No, I don't know why. Can you tell me something that made you laugh this week?
Yes. Okay. So you already know the first part of this. And then the second part happened. So the first part is that I took the kids to the jewelry store to get my watch battery changed. And there was a big piano that was like playing automatically. Like keys were going up and down. And I say to the kids, look, a ghost is playing on the piano. And Paul goes, I can't see the ghost. So cracks me up, even though I've already told you that. And I was like, it's an invisible ghost. And then, you know, I was like, no, it's a button. It's electricity. It's blah, blah, blah. And then later that afternoon, we see a neighbor and I say, Cece, tell her what we saw today at the jewelry store. She said, oh, we saw an invisible piano.
classic, classic 2-year-old joke.
Anything to get away from the constant poop jokes.
We hope you have a great week with lots of laughs with your littles.